Mitchell. I'm Scott Hanna. This is the voice of the Northern Plains from our flagship 550 K-Fire in the studios on East Rosser in Bismarck, North Dakota, booming all across the Fruited Plain, thanks to folks like KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, and AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo-Moorhead. 6 past the hour, blustery day. If you're running into road conditions that are less than desirable, do your neighbor a favor and let us know what you're encountering out there. Windchill advisory, winter weather advisories, blizzard warning for a portion of the state into this afternoon. So we want to know what you're encountering out there. Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Again, nice and slow. That number is 701-258-0550. We have the What's on Your Mind hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's always a good one, especially if you just want to get a road report out and be done and not have to wait on hold to visit with us on air. And that's 855-200-1776. Press 1. 855-200-1776. Press 1, and you can leave a message, and we will get that and pass that information along. Another week, another day below zero temps and high winds. As I mentioned, blizzard warning in the east. Most of the rest of the state under a winter weather advisory again. How are you dealing with this year's brutal weather? What are the good things about the cold? Let us know. Are there good things about the cold? My famous line that I stole from someone, because all good lines have been stolen, is, 20 below keeps out the riffraff, right?
So I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
Did you? It's just my line.
Well, it's true. It's your line. Yeah. Nobody else is to you. Okay.
And by riffraff, we probably should describe that because I don't want to suggest that there are people that are lesser than. But it just, there is an element in New York City and Los Angeles and Dallas and Miami and Seattle that we don't have here. And it's sort of, they're softies. It's sort of like that debate we had about the wussification of North Dakota when it was so cold out. Schools are closing. I mean, if you compare Wahpeton to Washington, D.C., the wussification scale's off the charts in Washington, D.C. I mean, they're shut down right now because it's zero. I mean, so that's the riffraff we're talking about. The folks that are not hardy, don't have the Midwestern stock that most of us endure. And anybody that doesn't have that, they would be respectfully referred to as riffraff. Can you respectfully refer to someone as riffraff? I don't know if that's possible. Quick programming note later in the hour. We're going to chat with Yana Murdahl from Concerned Women for America. She, along with lots of North Dakotans, are part of the, I think it's a 500,000 strong that are at the March for Life today. Tomorrow, Dr. Betsy McCoy, all your Obamacare questions. We get them a lot. And, hey, I heard there's going to be chips implanted. I heard I'm not going to be able to keep my doctor any theory, no matter how black helicopterish about your health care, because there's a lot not to like and there's a lot that's fact. There's also a few things out there that are a little way out there. Whatever it is that concerns you, Dr. Betsy McCoy will answer that. Friday on the program, Senator Heidi Heitkamp in our first hour for the full hour taking your calls. She promised she'd come on during the break. She has. We applaud her and look forward to the conversation on Friday. So make a note of that. All right, Orland and Minot listening on 910 KCJB has been waiting a while here. Orland, the floor is yours. Take it away.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to call in when you had that North Dakota submarine. And I happened to try to get in, but I didn't. And I used to fly missions out of Adak, Alaska, in the old P2V7s, being a submarine hunter. And we used to have a lot of 11-hour offshore flights out of Adak. We were TDYing in Kodiak, and our base was Whidbey Island, Washington. So that was about what I wanted to bring out, that we used to hunt them things.
You hunted the submarines?
Yep, from the air.
And how does one hunt a submarine? How do you do that?
Well, there was different ways. We had magnetic air detection where anything in the water, we could pick up magnetic detection. And also sonar buoys. We dropped sonar buoys from the airplane, which would send out radio signals and then bounce them back to the plane if it come off of any submerged submarine. So there were different ways that we picked them up.
So when you picked one up, Orland, what happens then? What kind of a little kiss do you send them?
Well, we were looking for basically enemy subs out of the Bering Strait. So it was all off of the Russian coast and up through there is where we were actually patrolling. We'd patrol as on international waters and up to our limited space between us and the Russian coast. So we were covering a lot of territory up there. We'd have different tracks that we'd have to fly on our 11-hour flights. So I got quite a few hours in over nothing but water up there.
Amazing. Now, the good thing is we're going to have one of the extraordinary piece of technology in this USS North Dakota, state-of-the-art submarine that will be christened in May. And first time in 104 years that a ship with the name North Dakota is on. So I am a full-fledged cheerleader for everybody to join this effort, and I hope we take half of North Dakota. I mean, I hope somebody has to turn the lights off back in North Dakota because we're all going to be in Groton, Connecticut when this happens. And depending on, you know, what level you donate at, you can get access to all kinds of opportunities to interact with the crew and be part of this celebration. It's really a state pride thing. It's really Missouri just did one. They raised about $300,000 to really do it right for Missouri. The USS North Dakota Committee wants to do about $200,000 in donations that are tax deductible through the Bismarck Mandan Community Foundation. And we're not going to stop talking about it until they've reached their goal of $200,000 and hope to have folks on. I know somebody from one of the top mucky mucks from the U.S. Navy is going to be in the state later this month, I believe, or soon, and we're going to have them on the program and just talk about how things have changed from the time you were hunting them, Orlin, to now. And, of course, we'll have a U.S. flag on this baby in addition to a North Dakota flag, so it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, and they've changed aircraft since I flew in the old P-2B-7. Now they got the P-3s, which is all turboprop jets, where I had two props and two jets.
So fascinating
quite
time.
Quite a change in aircraft.
No kidding. Well, I'm glad you called. That's a great story. And call again when we have some of those Navy boys on chatting about that with us, will you?
Yeah, I got about 700 hours in the air. So I've got a little bit of air time.
God bless you for your service, Orlin. Thanks for sharing today. Appreciate it, okay? Nice talking to you. Jeremy's on I-94 between Jamestown and where are you at right now, Jeremy?
Hello?
Yes, Jeremy, where are you?
I'm on I-94 between Jamestown and Valley City.
Which direction are you going?
East.
And tell us about
the Fargo Moore area. So
what's the conditions like?
Half a mile visibility at most. Sometimes less, sometimes more. So the roads seem to be fine, not icy, just blowing snow.
And where have you been? Where'd you come from, Jeremy?
Come from the Bismarck area.
And same conditions pretty much the whole way out from Bismarck?
Well, once you get to Jamestown, the road conditions are a little worse, but it's pretty clear from Bismarck to Jamestown.
Well, thanks for sharing. So it's drivable. What are your speeds right now?
Speed limit.
All right. So you can do it. Just got to watch that the changing visibility, it sounds like. But the road conditions
just got to be careful. Just thought I'd call in and share that. So.
Glad you did, Jeremy. Thank you for doing that. Wes in Mercer County, listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Wes.
Hey, good morning. Does Regulation Nation really hit the point here with this issue that the Public Service Commission is going to be discussing this morning? I mean, Mercer County is part of a federal designation, the Northern Plains Heritage Act. And when you look at what Benjamin is talking about, so many of the statements he's made were the same statements that were made when this area along the Missouri River became a federal designation. And what he's essentially doing is going to create a heritage area, a state-run heritage area within the state of North Dakota. The discussions about the view shed, landscape issues were the same issues that the same issues as part of this heritage area. And the reality of it is buffer zones were part of this heritage area. And when you look at what goes on between what Benjamin is proposing for the state of North Dakota and a federal designation like a heritage area, it comes down to people believing that the biggest threat to North Dakota is changes in the landscape. Well, the reality of it is we are an industrial and agricultural state. And if you want power, if you want food, we have an evolving landscape. This landscape, it was never intended to stay the same.
And I would add, only because we're up against the clock, Wes, if you want to hang on, you can finish on the other side of the break, because I agree with everything you're saying. And if you want, you know, more options and more choices when it comes to defending ourselves across the globe, it's another important reason. Don't forget national security on your mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wintertime is a great time to visit one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Great deal, $75 for any room, any night, Monday through Thursday. Add a couple hours snowmobile rental, it's only $99 a night. You can't beat a deal like that. And don't forget the spa. Here's Teresa, the manager of the Copper Door Aveda Spa. It's fabulous, isn't it, Teresa?
Yes, we're an Aveda Concept Spa. It's just, at this time of year, too, with that spa, what a place to be. We have beautiful massages, manicure, pedicures, facials, and body wraps. And we have a beautiful little relaxation room. You can come in early, stay late, have a cup of tea, and enjoy that spa.
And, folks, if you go online, you can book any of the services they have at Chase on the Lake. So talk about gift cards.
Gift card is perfect for the spa. What's a better gift than a massage?
Chase on the Lake gift card, complete with the spa and the stay of the works. ChaseOnTheLake.com to reserve that, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hanna. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Well, Wes and Mercer County didn't stick around, but I really applaud what he said. He went through that list saying, hey, you want to eat. If you want power, then you need to realize that's what our state is doing, not only for our state, but for the nation. And I wanted to add, the list of national. The more energy independence we have, and it's real. It's not a slogan any longer. We're doing it. We are doing it, and largely the Bakken's what's doing it. And when you have options to say we will no longer be held hostage by foreign oil, then when something like Iraq comes along, or Afghanistan, or pick your conflict, we can be a little choosier in when we decide to put the good men and women of the United States Armed Forces, Guard and Reserve, in harm's way. So don't forget that as well. I want to eat. I want power. But I also want more security. Energy security and national security. Very intertwined. Monty and Bismarck, listening on 550 KFIRE. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, good morning. It was interesting here about the submarines you were talking about. In Vietnam War, I was on a ship that was a spy ship, and we spied on submarines from Russia and China and North Korea. And we had Western Electric with us, which provided the phones that we laid the cable over the side of the ship, and then we anchored and we listened. And submarines have their own acoustics and their own sound, so we could identify them. And we made the Russians and the Chinese are nervous. I got a lot of up-close looks at MiGs. And when the Pueblo got caught and its crew was captured, they took us into the shipyards and put guns on us and taught us how to repel an attack like that. However, I don't think it would have done much good. But we had the deepest anchor record ever recorded in the world, in over 3.8 miles of water, and the deepest cable recovery ever attempted. It's completed in the world, a couple miles down, picked the cable up and repaired it. Excuse me. And I was on that ship for 18 months. It was arduous sea duty and hazardous sea duty, but I was getting out of the service and I didn't extend, so they kept me. You're only supposed to do a year on it, but I did 18 months.
Wow. Now, when you would detect one, what happened then?
Well, we had civilians on board. We could tell within a half an inch of anywhere we were at in the Pacific. And that's how we could pick up stuff. And it was like a big fishing line. We had cable tanks with it rolled around inside the ship. And it would go out over a big reel and then down over the front. And we had a weight indicator so we wouldn't separate the line that went out, the cable line, and lose our phones because they were expensive. And we had Western Electric. They're a phone company from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And they had about 9 of them on there. And then I think a couple CIA officers. There were parts of the ship I never got to go into because all I had was a secret interim clearance that we needed, top secret. I found out what we knew what we were doing, and I found out more when the Pueblo was caught and the crew was captured, because then they listed the ships that were in that line of duty. But we were always told we were doing a great job for national security because there's Russian submarines right off the coast of Portland, Oregon, and Seattle. We tracked them too.
Wow, that is an amazing story, Monty. Sounds like you have some incredible memories and a part of history. Thank you for your service, number one. Number two, if you want to honor folks like Monty and what they've done over the years, I think there's no greater way than being part of the USS ND efforts. USS North Dakota will be commissioned, first ship with the name North Dakota on it to be commissioned in over 100 years in May. And I didn't mention this to the previous caller, but if you go to USSND.com, Bob Wiefeld's blog is there with a lot of interesting information about the ship and the efforts and all kinds of different things that are happening, the events and things you can participate in. And anybody that donates $100 or more is listed for posterity's sake in history as part of the commissioning booklet. It'd be awesome to have you, Monty, and other vets there to be part of that big, big day. I think it's just a great way to honor them and honor our state all at the same time. So USSND.com is that website. Check it out, and we'll be talking more about it. Thanks for the call, Monty. Great story, okay?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Call again. God bless those vets, I tell you. Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Happy New Year.
Well, we can still say that, can't we? Happy New Year to you.
One nice thing about just having a little snow and then having the wind is that if you're inside a bus or a car, it looks really pretty as you look at our nice houses and you are riding along in a warm vehicle.
So one of the fun things about the cold is being inside something warm, a house or a car or a bus or whatever, and then looking at the scenery. You like it for the scenic views, huh?
Yeah, just that little bit of snow with the wind makes it look really nice outside.
Well, you know what? You are going to be added to the list of the wonderful comments we have on our Facebook page today about what are the good things about the cold. No bugs from the windshield, says Joel. No mosquitoes, says Pat. Curtis says no panhandlers, although I do drop money to some of them often, but only after parking my car, walking to them, and hearing of their plight. Found one dude to be a complete scam. All right, Curtis. Interesting. Curtis, call us sometime. I'd like to hear about that that interaction that you have with folks. Do you have a good thing about the cold town? Anything you want to add to this list?
Not so far. I've been some places, though, not around Bismarck here, but where there are some panhandlers, but it does tend to minimize them, though. So,
even in the cold, you mean? They're out there toughing
yeah.
it out.
Yeah. Well, actually, if you need it, you need it, you know?
I would believe anybody out there today with one of those little signs and saying, you know, hey, can you help a brother out or whatever they use on the signs, I would tend to think has a legitimate need. Right, rather than the
sure.
folks that are out there in you know sunny days. So Curtis might be onto something here. John says you get to see your heating supplier more often, filling up your tank.
True.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, and you get the bill to go with it. John says you appreciate summer all the more. David says it keeps the global warming nuts away and provides some comic relief when people start talking about a polar vortex. I love that, the polar vortex. Todd in Bismarck, you're on.
What?
Tell us.
Hello.
Hello, Todd. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. I just heard about Monty. Outstanding. Tell him thank you so much. I used to be a sonar tech on Trident ballistic subs up in Washington State.
Tell us what that job is. What do you do?
I used to listen for the Russian subs so that they wouldn't take out our Trident subs.
And
the
now,
ones with the big warheads, you know? Carried all the warheads.
When would this have been? Like, when were you doing this, Todd?
My tour was in the late 80s, early 90s.
So they were out there trying to do bad things to us. That would have been the Cold War era, I guess.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, a lot of our missions were between the Bering Sea up in Alaska there.
Amazing story, Todd. I love these stories. Thanks so much for calling, and thank you for your service as well. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Travel advisory, no travel advisory for the northeast region of North Dakota has been lifted now. There's still a travel alert. The travel alert says you can go, but just be aware of changing conditions. So that's the latest there. Still cold, too. This just in, it is still cold. It's not nearly as cold in Washington, D.C., but you'd never know it from the news reports. And there's some brave souls there from our listening area that are out there. And one of them is Yana Murdahl, who heads up the efforts of the North Dakota chapter of Concerned Women for America that joins us on this 41st anniversary of an awful chapter in American history. Roe versus Wade decided on this day 41 years ago. That's why Yana's there and so many other folks from the Northern Plains. Yana, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you, Scott. It's great to be on. A sad occasion to be on, I have to say, but still great to be here in Washington, D.C. with several hundred thousand people from around the nation who braved the storm last night. And there actually was a storm last night here. Scott, we've been in for landing three times before we finally landed our plane late last night after 10 hours of delay. So, but today it's sunny, beautiful. But you know, like you said, 41 years of a tragedy upon women and children both here in America that we need to see a stop to, certainly.
And anybody that is there has braved some incredible elements. And I understand you had like a planes, trains, and automobile story to get there. So it wasn't easy. So I know a lot of the kids that are there, students from North Dakota on buses, you know, for a 26-hour trek,
yep.
You know, depending on where you came from, 26 from the east and probably a, good 29, 30-hour trek from the west. So yeah, absolutely incredible. We're actually going to chat with some of the students that are in D.C. We've given them our number and told them to call in any time in this half hour just so we can find out what's happening there. This is, a big deal every year and one of the biggest protests, if not the biggest protest on Washington, though, right, Yana?
Oh, absolutely. It's every year, I tell you what, lawmakers that don't agree with the pro-life thing, they flee the Capitol, you know, this time of the year, because usually we have about 500,000 people coming every year, Scott, to Washington, D.C., where I'm not out there marching. I'm actually in the Senate building right now, lobbying on a 20-week ban, which should be a no-brainer nationwide, certainly a no-brainer in North Dakota, passed with bipartisan support, no objections from either side, either party. And yet, I'd have to highlight to you today that, number one, Senator Hoeven is co-sponsoring this, so we want to thank him. Senator Heitkamp, however, has refused to meet with us today, and her staff. So I think representing the largest women's organizations in the nation, Scott, it's kind of shocking to me that a female senator from the common sense state of North Dakota, her office refuses to meet with us on this 20-week ban, which is a barbaric abortion after 20 weeks. So if your callers are concerned about that, they should give her a call and tell her that this is unacceptable not to meet with somebody who represents the largest women organization in North Dakota on a women's issue to protect women's health and babies after 20 weeks of gestation. So
I want to talk a little bit about North Dakota and the last legislative session and how that is being received in D.C. as well. We have some students that are checking in now. Hang on, Yana, one second here. I understand We have Delaney and Alex on the line here. So I have first names only. Delaney, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Tell me your full name.
Delaney Bachman.
And Delaney, where do you go to school?
I go to Davies High School.
You go to Davies High School in Fargo?
Yep.
And tell me a little bit about your experience out there in Washington, D.C. so far.
Oh, it has been absolutely incredible. The love for babies and the wanting to stop abortion has been so prominent, and it's been really fun We prayed at an abortion facility, and there were people from Kansas and Texas there at the same time, and it was just so amazing.
How many of your fellow students from, in your case, Davies or Fargo schools, or I mean, how big is the group that's out there with you?
I'm traveling with Shanley right now, and we have two full coach buses. I think it's about 100 students.
And the folks from Shanley, by the way, another Fargo school, were the, what was their award again last year? The pro-life, you know, I think they received the
High School of the Year award.
Yeah, the High School of the Year award last year from all the students that were there. How did you get involved in this issue? How old are you? What grade, Delaney?
I'm 16. I'm a sophomore.
And how long have you, I mean, there's not many 16-year-old sophomores out there that say, I'm going to go on this bus ride for 26 hours and spend, you know, 3-4 days in Washington, D.C. and be out there and braving the cold and marching. Tell us how you got involved in this issue.
Well, I went last year, and I first heard about it through church, of course, and I decided that I was going to tough it out, and it has been really fun so far. And a lot of people might think 26 hours, wow, I could never do that. But really, when you're with your friends, it doesn't seem that long, and it's just really fun.
That's really neat. Really neat. Alex, you have an Alex there with you as well that's going to chat with us?
Yep, here he is.
Thank you, Delaney. Great to hear from these
Hello.
Kids. Hi, Alex.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's your last name?
Clevin.
And, Alex, where do you go to school?
I go to Fargo South.
Go to Fargo South. How's the March for Life been?
It's good. A little cold today, but we didn't have snow the first 3 days we were here, so that was nice.
Okay, now when you say cold, is it like North Dakota cold?
It's not North Dakota cold, no. But, you know, I don't think it was... What was that?
I said, I think they don't really understand cold there in the nation's capital, do they? They kind of shut things down when we would be like, seriously, this is winter, right?
Yeah. They probably shut things down a little sooner here than we do there.
Now, you've been there since Saturday. It's now
yep.
Wednesday, and of course, today is the actual March for Life. What will happen today? What are you participating in?
Well, we're going to go to the mall in D.C., and we're going to march with about, I don't know, how many, like 600,000 people are going to march and hold up some signs and do some chants and try to end abortion.
Why is this an issue that's important to you, Alex? How did you become involved in this?
Well, I learned about it through church, and I got some friends who are really passionate about it, and I just decided this year was the year for me. It's my 18th birthday today, too, so I thought if I share a birthday with the anniversary or something, this evil, I'd like to try to stop that. So... yeah, that's kind of why I'm here.
Well, good for you. Well, that's amazing. What a way to spend your 18th birthday, making some memories on a very important day in our nation's history that needs to be changed, and it will with youngsters like you. That's great, Alex.
Absolutely.
Well, what's been your favorite part of the trip so far?
Definitely there was a conference yesterday for pro-life students, and there's a couple of really good speakers just kind of helping us come up with good arguments and good questions to ask, and you know how to approach someone who does not believe the same thing we do, and how to try and help them see the light.
Fantastic! Yeah, what's that family? That's 19 family members.
19 kids and counting. Yeah, the Duggars. They were here. They didn't have all their kids with, but they had a few and some friends of their family too. It was pretty cool to see them.
Yeah, 19 kids and counting. It's a reality show that's phenomenal. I always mispronounce her name. Is it Duggars? Is that how you say it?
Duggars, I think. Duggars, something like that.
Yeah, that's really neat. My daughter, our youngest, actually, fifth grader, just showed me last night, Dad, watch this episode. Watch this. She just said it's a cool show. So it really is a neat. I knew they were there, so that's fun. Hey, Alex and Delaney, thanks for sharing. Glad you're there. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate the call, and enjoy the March for Life today, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet. And Nick Amel is a teacher at one of the Bismarck schools, going to be checking in with us as well at some point before the end of our hour. We're continuing our chat with Jana Myrdal, from Concerned Women for America. Is North Dakota on the map because of this issue, and that it really, given the last legislative session, could arguably be called the most pro-life state in the nation with what's passed? I mean, are you hearing about that legislation in D.C. at this year's commemoration, Yana?
Yeah, we are, actually, and I think it's quite interesting because I think the abortion industry is trying to kind of keep it quiet because they're so scared of what's happening in North Dakota and scared of where we're going to go with, like, say, Measure 1 in the fall. So, but we are hearing about it, and I think North Dakota definitely is the beacon of hope in the pro-life work right now nationwide, you know, because of what has happened. And, you know, it's people like Alex and his friend there, Scott, that just brings tears to my eyes to listen to, because talk about a sacrifice for these kids to leave high school for a week. And, yeah, I know it's fun and stuff, but it's not fun on the mall today. It's cold and it's sweet and it's blustery here. But they're willing to, their generation, stand up for this. That's what we need. I mean, we need that generation who's actually missing classmates, you know. I mean, missing about 30% of their classmates in some places, to stand up and defend the unborn and their mothers, you know. So that's really encouraging. But, yeah, North Dakota has done huge strides, Scott, and huge unity in the pro-life movement right now. And we're going to keep standing strong and fight for that common sense, basic human right, for Pete's sake, you know, of a right to life. So hopefully North Dakota will break the back, if you will, of the abortion industry and start unraveling this whole thing.
Now, yesterday, Congressman Kevin Cramer was up in Tioga, and somebody brought this issue up, and he said, you know, it's really an unfortunate situation that because of the Martin Luther King holiday, Reverend King holiday being on the Monday, always comes near the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and Congress is very rarely in session. And he said, I mean, yeah, we should be there when this is happening. I know you're out there knocking on doors, but members of Congress are not there, right?
No, most of them are not here. There's some pro-life leaders are here. Speaking at the event today, certainly spoke with a congresswoman from Missouri today that was going down to the mall to speak. So, but no, a lot of them aren't. And I think, frankly, a lot of them that aren't pro-life don't want to be, because the pressure, when you see, look out to the Capitol, onto the mall, and you've been here many times, the power of, like the young man said, 500,000, mostly young people marching on that Capitol, is speaks volumes about where this nation has come in 40 years. And so there's no doubt that the tide is turning. And I think, frankly, some lawmakers are scared to death of that. To my knowledge, and I don't know today, but to my knowledge, our current president always leaves town when this march is going on. So that should tell you something, too. But I'm just go back to that, and I hate to repeat it, but I'm definitely saddened today that not even Heitkamp staffers are willing to meet with Concerned Women for America today on this 20-week ban that we're pushing today. So that it's just kind of astounding to me. It's certainly not a representation of the North Dakota will, if you will, of the people by Senator Heitkamp today here. So
now, explain that to me. Is that unusual? In other words, when you ask to meet with somebody even on an issue you know she may disagree with you, and she obviously does on that issue, if I'm not mistaken, from her.
Well, you know, we just met with several Democratic Senate offices all morning here. They've been very friendly, very open, because on this 20-week ban, I can see it if we're talking about banning abortion completely, but the 20-week ban, science now tells us that child feels pain. I mean, if you have, I've been 5 months pregnant a few times, and it's dangerous for the woman, too. It's a woman's health issue by this time. And there's no reason for an abortion, certainly at that stage, if you even argue from the left side. So the fact that they're not even willing to hear it, and I guess for Heitkamp this time, Scott, is that she's not willing to hear it when North Dakota, overwhelmingly bipartisan with her party support, frankly,
right.
With
now,
no
of course,
fanfare,
she's not there.
You know.
She's not there along with other members, but you're asking for a meeting with staff. I get it. Hang on, Yana. Call waiting for you. We'll do that after the break here.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks, and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Yes, Hannon.
Leave it up, Shane. Leave it up here. It'll help. I know it, but I can't.
Oh, for Hannon, are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm slipping. You know, I mean, I'm 49. Can't remember everything.
So am I.
I know, but you're the K-Fire Radio God. You remember these things. Help me, please. It's driving me crazy. Who sings the song?
Donna.
Oh man.
Are you are kidding me? No, I'm gonna make listeners bail you out, or you're not getting bailed out today.
All right. I'll have to do it. and I know it's a classic too, and I should know what.
Yeah, I know.
I know it's making me crazy.
Every friend of classics that you have will be crucifying you for not knowing one of the top 10 sound bites of music ever.
Yeah, name that tune. It's a popular game here on What's on Your Mind. We continue our conversation now with Yana Murdahl, who is with Concerned Women for America, and Yana is in Washington D.C. with March for Life. She's actually up lobbying on some legislation. We have a call waiting. Let's go to the call. Is Jeff or is it Bruce? With Jeff waiting. Jeff's gone. Bruce. Okay, Bruce in Fargo. You're next for Yana Murdahl on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I guess. Sorry, I wasn't trying to jump in the middle of that conversation because I sent a message via your Facebook like family kind of thing about the abortion issue, about how it's about time to giving up and hanging up and break glass, white Winston, go off out in the mountains and forget about it. But I guess I was calling about the issues on your website.
Well, quickly, how can I help, Bruce?
Well, I noticed that, and I have friends of mine that listen to the Flag Family as well, and one of the things I just found out just now, and I've been going to other sources for school closings and local announcements, I guess I wanted to let everybody know, instead of making 100 different phone calls, is if they go to the Facebook link or the Flag Family link on your website, they can get all that local information. And I want to thank you and your staff for making that available.
Well, and, that's very nice of you, Bruce. And by the way, I just tell listeners that are listening on KFIRE or KCGB or KLTC, he's talking about the websites for the two radio stations that are part of the What's on Your Mind network, which are AM 1090 KTGO and Tioga in the oil patch and AM 1100 the Flag of Fargo. The combined websites are flagfamily.com. So listeners that would be in the valley or in the Bakken that are wanting to be updated on school closings or weather-related announcements, for those two, you'd go there. Obviously, if you're doing Bismarck, it's KFIRE's website or KCJB's or the local sites. But the Flag Family is for both of ours on each end of the state. Bruce, appreciate the call. Thanks very much, and appreciate your comments on this issue as well. Before the break, you were talking about your concern that Senator Heitkamp would not meet with you, and I asked, is that unusual? And it sounds like it is unusual because you're meeting with other Democrats. You aren't looking to meet with her. You're just looking to meet with her staff, right, Anna?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very rare that anybody coming here to D.C. actually gets to meet with a senator or a House member. I mean, that's just, rare. But our staff nationally have approached them several times, and I just think it's poor policy, certainly when it's an issue that North Dakotans overwhelmingly support. As a matter of fact, let me tell you this, the Huffington Post, and that's not necessarily our friendliest place, found that 70% of conflicted respondents and as well as 30% of consistent pro-choice people, Scott, believe in a ban after 20 weeks. So it isn't just like our camp. It isn't just this radical Jana Mirdal pro-life activist that believes in a ban after 20 weeks. It's basically 60-70% of the population, certainly even more so in North Dakota. So because it's dangerous for women, certainly, and of course, barbarian for children, unborn children. So the fact that we're going to stop by your office and drop off information, we'll see how that goes. But meanwhile, I just think your listeners, if you're concerned about this, Heidi was elected to represent us, and representing North Dakota would certainly be in favor of a 20-week abortion ban. And so I'm a little afraid that Planned Parenthood has supported her too heavy, so she's not going to represent North Dakota here, and I think that's a fair argument.
Here's an opinion on the other side of this. Nick puts on our Facebook page, and the conservatives are still opposed to policies that reduce unwanted pregnancies, access to contraception, and comprehensive sex ed in school, as well as policies that help children once they are born, single-payer health care, food stamps, etc. You're against the solutions as much as you're against the problem. It's an intellectually bankrupt position, Scott. What would you say to that emailer, Nick?
Well, you know what? He's intellectually bankrupt. Back at him, because this is the basic human right. I mean, you don't have anything unless you have the right to life. And to say that we are not for programs that support children and mothers is ludicrous. I mean, I don't know what he's missing in North Dakota with all the crisis centers, all the volunteers, all the adoptions, all the things. And as far as birth control goes, I think that's an individual decision, and I can't argue that here. I'm not Catholic, but I know for one that Catholic church is against that. That's certainly a personal conviction thing, but when it comes to birth control that is abortifacient or that actually destroys life, yeah, we're against that. But the fact that we should be responsible for every person's sexual productivity is ludicrous. It's kind of like Tammy Kromnaker just wrote that in an article, that the government and North Dakota legislators should help women not get pregnant. Tell me the intellect in that. I mean, so I would love to debate that guy, whoever wrote it, but you're intellectually bankrupt if you don't realize that life starts at conception and is the first fundamental human right of all. And if we can't agree on that, we're in big trouble. So
tell us about the website and how do folks find out more about Concerned Women for America and your efforts on the 20-week ban?
CWFA.org, CWFA.org. We just put up a brand new website, so you can sign on there to say that you support a ban. Right now.
Thank you, Jana Mirdal from Concerned Women for America. By the way, just got a note from some of the kids there. They're wearing neon green and neon pink hats. neon green and neon pink hats if you want to watch for the North Dakota group at March for Life today.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.